It is Friday, November 16th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Becca Martin Brown, features editor for Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Yes, it is the Friday before Thanksgiving. And yes, Thanksgiving is early this year.
Earliest it can be.
But the holiday season starts in earnest Saturday.
Oh, Lord.
Lighting.
The lights go on in Fayetteville and Bentonville.
Oh, that's right.
The Fayetteville Unites with Holiday Lights Parade starts at 6 o'clock Saturday at the library, goes down Mountain Street, around the square, then takes Center Street to school and back to the library. And that's also when they start camel rides and carriage rides and pony rides and hot chocolate.
And the lights of the Ozarks will go on then and remain up through New Year's.
Right. And the lighting of the Bentonville Square takes place between 6 and 6:15 on Saturday. The skating rink at Lawrence Plaza opens at noon, and there's free skating from 12:30 to 4:30. And then the Miss Winter Wonderland pageant at 1 o'clock, live music at 4, and the Christmas tree, the new Happy Christmas tree, will be lighted at 6:45.
And the Bentonville Christmas Parade is now a week after this weekend.
Right.
One of the largest, if not the largest, daytime parades in the state of Arkansas.
I did not know that.
They expect 10,000 people there or more.
Seriously?
Yeah.
And you'll appreciate the final event of the evening in Bentonville. It's a showing of It's a Wonderful Life at 7:45 at Lawrence Plaza. Also this weekend, holiday lights go on the Harrison downtown area.
Square, yes.
The annual Trail of Holiday Lights starts in Ozark.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lighting ceremony at 6:30 Tuesday at Stubblefield Center at the University of Arkansas in Fort Smith.
There's a ton of stuff.
And they will have hot cocoa and apple cider. And then there's all this other stuff this weekend that we've got to get to real quick.
Okay. So many things.
Beauty and the Beast.
Arts Live.
Arts Live Theater. 7 o'clock today, 2 and 7 Saturday, and 2 on Sunday. And it's at the UA Global Campus, i.e. Continuing Ed Auditorium.
Right, on the corner of the square.
Right, where it always has been. It just has a different name. Tickets are $8 to $12. Blythe Spirit wraps up this weekend at University Theater. It's a classic comedy about the battle between two wives, one living and one dead.
Noel Coward, say no more.
Really, really funny play. 8 o'clock today and Saturday, 2 o'clock Sunday. Tickets are $7 to $16. Fort Smith Little Theater wraps up Little Women at 8 o'clock today and tomorrow. Tickets are $10. It's the Fall Antique Show at the end of the Ozarks Convention Center in Eureka Springs.
Mm-hmm.
Much happiness. 50 dealers from 14 states worth of happiness. 10 to 6 on Saturday and 10 to 4 on Sunday, and it's $5 to get in. And tomorrow night, Outside the Lines performs.
At ACO.
At 7:30. Stan Diab and Emily Cates and Ed Nicholson.
Very eclectic.
Very funny.
Very funny. Very talented.
Mm-hmm.
Great musicians.
Gypsy jazz.
Yeah.
Austin folk.
It'll be a good time.
Right.
And tickets are $9 to $16. You can call for reservations at 751-5441.
All right.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.